就像我们在座的有些人他们有孩子。
And we wish our children to be well and to be properly raised up.
我们希望我们的孩子可以做得好。
And we wish them to do good things.
我们希望他做很多行善的事情。
But then we quickly discover our kids, our children naturally have no will and no strength to do a lot of good things.
我们很快会发现我们的孩子并没有那些好的意愿去做那些好事情。
So if the parents love the children, parents will think of ways to solve the children's problem.
因为父母爱自己的孩子，他们就要想怎么样让孩子来做好，做好。
And it is more so for our Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父也是同样对待我们。
And he sent his only begotten son into this world.
他遣他的独生爱子来到这个世上。
And 1 John 3:5 tells us that the Son of God appeared in order to undo sins.
约翰一书第一章第三到五节告诉我们，神借肉身显现是要除掉人的罪。
And there are whatever, however many sins that is upon us, and the Son of God appeared so that he will take them all away.
不管我们身上有多少罪，神的儿子向我们显现，他可以除掉我们的罪。
And sin is a very serious problem even among believers.
即使在信徒中间，罪也是一个很严重的问题。
So often we think we are saved, we are okay.
很多时候我们想我们得救了就可以了。
But one day we're sitting in the church, we become like angels.
好像我们来到教会我们就像天使一样。
But then the next day when we are outside of the church, then we become like devils.
当我们不在人不在教会的时候我们变成了魔鬼。
And this is not a condemnation to anyone.
这不是责备每一个人。
And 1 John tells us that we do have sins in us.
约翰一书告诉我们，我们都有罪。
And if we say we have no sin, we lie.
如果人若说自己无罪，就是说谎。
But then the saving grace is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
拯救的恩典来自耶稣基督。
He appeared to take away our sins.
他显现是要除掉我们的罪。
And we know we have sins, so he can take them away.
我们知道我们有罪，主可以把罪除掉。
And among Christians, the one thing hardest for us to deal with is we think we are okay, we don't need the Lord to do anything for us.
很难的一件事情就是因为自己无罪。
And a lot of times we think we are not that bad. Look at the next person, he is much worse.
很多时候我们看旁边的人觉得自己还不错。
But then when the Son of God appeared, he is not telling you how bad is the next person.
当神显现的时候，他并不是告诉你旁边的人是怎么样的不好。
He's going to tell you how much you are not like his son.
他会告诉你你是如何的不像他的儿子。
Oh, each of our parents wants to come and sometimes they rebuke us.
每一个父母有时候来到到他们子女面前好像是在要责备他们。
But they never want to trample us down.
但是他们从来从不想把自己的儿女彻底的毁掉。
And all the parents want to do for us is to help us to remove the hindrances.
所有的父母都是想为自己的子女除掉那些障碍。
So then we can start doing the right thing.
好使子女可以做好的事情。
And to live a life that is glorious.
可以生活在那个荣耀的生活，可以有个荣耀的生活。
And 1 John tells us what sins are.
约翰一书告诉我们什么是罪。
And 2 points very simple.
有两个非常重要而简单的点。
The first one is in chapter 3 verse 4.
第一点是在三章四节。
It speaks of sin is lawlessness.
说罪就是违背律法。
Well, what is this lawlessness?
什么是违背律法？
And lawlessness meaning the person has no boundaries in him, inside him and outside him.
违背律法就是在他的心里和在他的外面的行为没有任何的约束。
And a lot of times our lawlessness comes because we are ignorant.
很多时候违背律法是出自我们的无知。
And because we do not know, our kids do not know electricity is dangerous.
就像我们的孩子不知道这个电很危险一样。
And so there is nothing that holds them back when they, and then they, on the contrary, they want to put the finger in the electric socket.
所以当他们想要去触摸这电的时候，没有什么事情可以去把他们拉回来，不去触摸。
And that kind of sin is lawlessness, nevertheless.
像这样的罪就是违背律法。
And as we grow older,
当我们逐渐长大的时候，
Lots of time we are maintaining our lawlessness.
很多时候我们都还保在保还持有在原先那个违背律法的状态。
And many times we think that sinning a little bit is still okay.
很多时候我们认为犯罪是一件小事情，没有什么关系。
And the little child do not understand this is hot and don't touch.
小小的孩子不知道这个很危险，不要去摸触摸。
And then they don't touch and they get hurt themselves.
因为他们触摸就会伤害到他们自己。
But when we look at ourselves, a lot of times when we don't take sin seriously, we do the same thing.
当我们反省自己的时候，我们知道如果我们不很认真对待我们的罪，就会变成很严重的问题。
Sin is lawlessness.
所以就是违背律法。
Nothing that holds us back inside.
没有任何事情在我们的心里可以把我们拦阻回来。
And therefore, outwardly, we just do whatever that is out there to do.
因此，外面表现出来的行为就是我们去做随心所欲的做一些事情。
And the second definition by John is in 5:17.
第二个意思是在约翰一书十五节里。
And John says that all unrighteousness is sin.
约翰说凡不义的事就是罪。
Every single one that is unrighteous is sin.
凡不义的事和人就是罪。
And we know that lawlessness speaks of our own person.
我们知道违背律法是指我们个人说的。
And what is inside us and what is outside us?
什么东西在我们里面，而什么东西又在我们外面。
And but unrighteousness speaks of our relationship.
不义是在讲我们的关系。
And Abraham believed God and God counted him as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕信神，神称他为义人。
From the moment Abraham believed in God, the relationship is restored, and then God say he is righteous.
当亚伯拉罕信神的时候，就在那个时候，神看亚伯拉罕为义人。
All unrighteousness is sin.
所有不义的事都是罪。
Our relationship, unrighteous relationship, is sin.
不义的关系也是罪。
And so we must look unto fixing these relationships.
所以我们一直到我们改变这种状态之前，都是在一种堕落的状态里。
In each of our person, we pray that the word of God can be manifested itself.
每个人都在，我们每个人祷告神，使他的话语显现在我们心里。
So that when the Son of God appears, He can remove the sin of lawlessness from each one of us.
当神的儿子显现的时候，可以把我们的罪除掉。
But we also ask that the Son of God to appear to take away the sin of all unrighteousness in our relationships.
我们也祷告神，当他显现的时候，把所有的不义和罪都除掉。
And this is John's burden for all of us Christians.
这就是约翰一书要向我们所有基督徒要讲的。
And it is the message that we must receive from him.
这就是我们从约翰一书里接受的信息。
And because the message is true and always true until the end is revealed.
而且这个信息是真实的，而且一直是真实的，一直到末世。
And then next of all, we're going to look at the testimony of Jesus Christ.
下面我们要来看一下耶稣基督的见证。
And what is this testimony of Jesus Christ?
什么是耶稣基督的见证？
And when we look at the whole Bible, we know that there are mainly three beginnings that we must pay attention to.
当我们看整个圣经的时候，我们知道有三个重要的点，我们要非常注意。
And the first beginning is in Genesis 1:1.
第一个开始是在创世纪一章一节里。
And in that beginning, then we saw that God has created heaven and earth and all that is upon the earth.
在那个开始里，我们看到神创造天地。
And that is the beginning of the creation.
那是创造的开始。
And the second, the Bible shows us is in 1 John.
第二个开始是在约翰一书里面。
And this beginning, it speaks of Jesus Christ and he became flesh and he revealed himself.
这个开始讲到耶稣基督在借肉身显现。
And the manifestations of Jesus Christ continue to save every one of us who believes in him till today.
这个见证是讲凡信耶稣基督的人都可以得到拯救。
It is a tremendous beginning for us Christians.
这是非常伟大的一个开始，对我们基督徒来讲是很伟大的一个开始。
Because we know that without asking, we were all started from the beginning of Genesis.
如果没有这个开始，我们都知道我们都是从创世纪那个开始。
First John 1:1 has given us a new beginning in the Word of Life.
而到约翰一书一章一节里，给了我们新的开始。
But then the testimony of Jesus Christ, we know that began way before First John 1:1.
而我们知道耶稣基督的见证是在约翰一书见证开始以前很早就存在了。
It is also way before the creation beginning of Genesis 1:1.
也是在创世纪一章一节里很早也存在了。
And the beginning has begun in John 1:1.
但是他在约翰一书一章一节里刚刚提到。
And that is the beginning of the Lord's testimony.
这是主耶稣的见证。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
起初道与太初有道，道与神同在。
道就是神。And we thank God that this testimony is so everlasting.
我们感谢神，这个见证是永存的。
And so the Apostle John, when he wrote the epistle of 1 John,
使徒约翰在写约翰一书的时候，
And then he speaks of this testimony from two angles also.
他从两个角度来讲到这个见证。
And first it talks about the Son of God is manifesting the Father in this characteristics.
他首先讲到耶稣基督的显现是在见证父神。
And that God is light in chapter 1 verse 5.
在约翰一书一章里讲到神就是爱。
And then it also speaks of that God is love in chapter 4 verse 16.
他也在四章十六节里讲到神就是爱。
And our Lord Jesus Christ, he came and he revealed to us that God is truly the light.
耶稣基督来并显现并向我们显现讲到神就是光。
And he is also truly the love.
他也是真爱。
And then we know that in all these three beginnings that we learn today,
我们知道从这三个开始里 我们今天学到
And God always show us the first thing first.
神总是向我们显现什么是最重要的
And after the Lord Jesus talk about the beginning,
在神讲到开始之后
And immediately God is sending the light to come in.
神讲光立即就立即将光送下来。
And first of all, it's in Genesis 1:3 that the Bible says, "Let there be light," and there was light.
在创世纪一章里，神说，要有光，就有了光。
And in 1 John 1:5, then it says that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness.
约翰一书里说，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
And in John 1:4,
在约翰一书里，一书四章里。
And then we immediately find out that in him was life, and the light was the light of man.
我们很快就会发现，我们很快知道，在他有生命，这生命就是光。
So we know that the God is light is a very, very important fundamental truth for all of us to know.
所以我们知道，知道神就是光，就是爱，在对我们来讲是非常非常基本的，而且重要的。
And then the John is telling us how to abide in this light.
接下来，约翰告诉我们怎样住在他的光中。
In chapter 2, verse 10, John says, "The one who loves his brother abides in the light."
约翰一书，四章十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
二章十节里告诉我们，凡住在光中的，也住在他们
爱弟兄的，
爱弟兄的就住在光里。
And what a tremendous statement that is!
这是多么了不起的宣告
！And we say light, how do we grasp that?
当我们说光的时候，我们怎么去抓到光呢
？And how do you abide in the light?
你怎么能住在光里呢？
Or you can turn on the electricity and then, oh, there's the light.
你所做的不过是打开开关，哦，看
这里有光。But you cannot switch on God.
你不能开关，把开关打到神那。
How do you abide in the light of God?
你怎么样住在神的光中呢？
And when we ask, God gives the answer.
我们求神给我们这个答案。
And the answer is the one who loves his brothers abide in the light.
这个答案是爱弟兄的就住在光中
and there is no cause of stumbling in him.
在他并没有半跌的理由
Oh, so often we have some qualms with our brothers and sisters.
很多时候我们在对于弟兄姊妹我们感到有一点的不安
we have some problems with brothers and sisters.
我们中间有一些问题。
Not that we have now, but you know what.
我并不是说现在。
But we're saying that then when we have problems with our brothers and sisters, then suddenly as if the light is turned off.
当我们与弟兄有问题的时候，好像光突然就失去了。
And then you find out that before you know it, you are stumbling.
你会发现在你觉察之前。你已经被绊跌了。
Oh, I had a very, very wonderful conversion when I first believed in Christ.
我自己有当我刚刚信主的时候，自己有这样的一个非常切身的感觉。
From a person who knew nothing about God to a person who thought he knew everything about God.
从对神一无所知的人到对神
他以为什么他都知道。
他以为什么都知道。
And I was like that, a Christian.
我就像那一种人。
And I was immersed in the Lord's love every day.
我沉浸在神的爱里，每一天都沉浸在神的爱里。
And you know, people didn't have to teach me to do morning devotions.
你知道，人不需要告诉我去做这个早晨晨读晨更。
And every morning I woke up with tears in my eyes.
每天早晨我醒来都我每天早晨都含泪醒来。
And before I open my eyes, I said, "Praise the Lord, you're there."
啊，当我甚至在我睁开眼睛之前，我就说赞美神，你就在这里。
And my wife says, "How come you're still sleeping?"
我妻子说，你怎么还在睡呀、啊、
？Oh, I said, "Who says I'm sleeping?"
我说谁说我在睡觉
？Oh, the sweet fellowship with the Lord begins before the eyes were open.
哦，这甜美与神甜美的交通，在我睁开眼睛之前就开始了。
And it was like that every day for one whole year.
整整一年，神就像那样与我同在。
Oh, I felt that Lord is so near that I can do anything for Him without fault.
我觉得神离我是那样的近，我可以做任何事情。
And I was just looking at everyone so lovely. It's all my brothers, all my sisters.
And 我看每个人都是那样可爱，他们都是我的弟兄姊妹。
Until one day,
直到有一天
I have a problem with a brother.
我与弟兄有了矛盾或有问题。
And there was a brother who was supposed to be an elder of the church.
有一个弟兄应该是这个教会的长老。
And he was not the elder of our local church. He was a visiting elder of another church.
他不是我们这个教会的长老，他是从别的教会来的，别的教会的长老。
So I was so meek and lowly as a new Christian.
我是那样的
柔和谦卑。
柔和谦卑。
It's no exaggeration. That's what I felt.
我不是在说大话，这是一个事实。
So when I saw my brother was coming across me,
当我看这个弟兄向我走来的时候
，and I say, "Oh, how are you, brother?"
我说弟兄你好吗
？Without turning his face, looking, give me one look.
他甚至连看我一眼都不看。
He walked by me without seeing me.
他就这样从我身边走过去。
I said, "How arrogant is such a person?"
你咋这么样骄傲自大
？And I murmur in my heart.
我心里默默地说。
I said, "I was 1 year old Christian."
我做基督徒已经有一年了。
You gave me a bad testimony.
你给了我一个很坏的见证。
I didn't say much, but I was condemning him.
我虽然没有说很多，但是我在责备他。
And the light in my heart just went dim.
我心里的那个光就熄灭了。
The next morning, I woke up by myself.
第二天早晨我醒过来。
Maybe you are used to it, but I wasn't at the time.
也许你们本来就是那个样子，但是在那个时候我可不是这样。
And I turned everywhere to look for my Lord.
我要在所有的地方来寻找我的神。
God ignored me.
但神不理我。
It was such a painful experience.
那是很沉痛的感觉。
God ignored me for a long, long time.
神有好长一段时间不理睬我。
I did not know this verse.
我不知道这段圣经
But then the light went out.
但是光熄灭了
The one who loves his brothers abide in the Lord light.
爱弟兄的就住在光中
Oh, how much do we want to receive that word and then I wouldn't do such a thing.
我们多么希望我们能接受这个真道而不去做那个不该做的事情。
Notice the requirement is not for our brothers to be polite to you.
我们要注意，这个要求并不是要求别的弟兄怎么样对我们有礼貌。
He may turn around and be very loving to me, but I was still dark inside.
他也许会转过身来与我打招呼，但是我里面的光已经不在了。
Point is, we have to love our brothers.
关键的一点是我们必须去爱我们的弟兄。
And that is to abide in the light for ourselves.
这就是住在爱中。
And God is love.
神就是爱。
And the verse continues in chapter 4, verse 16.
这个信息继续讲到在约翰一书四章十六节里继续讲到
And it says, the one who abides in love abides in God.
凡爱弟兄的就住在神里。
And God abides in him.
神也住在他里面。
And a lot of times we say, how do I abide in God?
很多时候我们问，我们怎么住在神里面？
And it's very simple. You abide in love.
很简单，你就是住在爱中。
And that means from now on, we want to receive the testimony of Jesus Christ into our hearts.
从这一点开始，我们希望接受耶稣基督住在我们的心里。
And this testimony is from the beginning.
这个见证就是从起初就存在的。
Jesus Christ did the testimony himself in the flesh.
耶稣基督借肉身已经做了这样的见证。
He has proven to all of us that God is light and God is love.
他已经见证出神就是爱，神就是光。
And he loved his brothers and he sacrificed his own life and died for each one of them.
他爱他的弟兄，为弟兄舍命。
And therefore, he is the victorious one.
因此，他是那得胜者。
He testified that God is light and God is love.
他见证神就是光，神就是爱。
And people ignored him, despised him for a time.
但是有一段时间，人们不知道、不认识，并且忽视。
But no one can ignore him now.
但现在没有人可以轻视这一点。
All of us who believe in him, we have to pay attention to this testimony.
所有信他的都要注意这样的见证。
And because one day he will be shown to all of us that he is the light and he is the love, and if we fall short of it,
有一天他要向我们见证他就是光，他就是爱，他向我们显现。
Then we will all be put to shame.
我们会觉得自己羞愧。
But we thank God that the testimony has passed on to us.
我们感谢神把这样的信息传给我们。
This testimony has become a demand in each one of us now.
这个见证已经成为我们今天每一个人的一个要求。
And I have to speed it up very quickly now.
我要很快地讲一下。
In chapter 3, verse 3, it says,
第三章三节里讲到，
Everyone who has this hope to be like him when he appears.
凡向他有这指望的，当他显现的时候，
Fixed on him, purifies himself.
向他存有这样的指望，要洁净自己。
Just as he is pure.
像他洁净一样。
When we receive the testimony of Jesus Christ into us, we know that Jesus Christ is pure.
当我们接受这样的见证的时候，我们知道耶稣基督是圣洁的。
And he has gone through the purification.
他经历了所有的洁净。
He proven himself pure to the end.
他向我们证实了，他是一直到末尾，他都是圣洁的。
All the trials, all the persecutions, all the despise of man was just the fact that proven him that he was pure.
所有的迫害，所有的侮辱，所有的伤害，只是他借着这些所有的侮辱和伤害，向我们证实了他就是那个光。
If we want to be like him, we want to purify ourselves just as he is pure.
如果我们想使自己像他一样，我们就要洁净自己。
And then chapter 3 verse 7.
三章七节里讲到。
It speaks of the one who practices righteousness is righteous.
凡行义的就是义人。
Just as he is righteous.
像主是义的一样。
And we thank him because he is righteous.
我们感谢他，因为他是义的。
And the Bible says God is impartial.
圣经告诉我们，神是公平的。
And 神是不偏待人的。
神是不偏待人的。
And in other words, everyone to the Lord is the same. He loves us, each of us the same.
在神眼中，我们每一个人都是一样的，因为他爱我们每一个人。
He is righteous.
他是公义的。
There is no more love for you or for me.
他对于你和我的爱没有什么区别。
And he loves you the same as he loves me.
他爱你像爱我一样。
And if I can be right with him, you can be right with him too.
我可以与神同行，你也同样可以。
But we have to practice this righteousness.
但是我们需要来行这个义。
And we love God and we love our brothers.
我们爱神也爱弟兄。
And the moment we practice loving our brothers, we are practicing righteousness.
当我们来靠借行动来爱弟兄的时候，我们就是在行义。
And this is the demand of testimony of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的要求。 基督见证的要求。
And then we quickly come to the command of the testimony.
我们很快来到这个见证的命令。
And we know that this command begins in Genesis.
我们知道这个命令从创世纪就开始了。
And 1 John tells us that I'm not giving you a new covenant, commandment.
原来耶稣告诉我们说， 我不是写给你们一条新命令，
But an old covenant, commandment.
而是旧命令。
And which you have had from the beginning.
这旧命令是你们起初就接受的。
And the old commandment is the word which you have heard.
这命令是你们起初所听见的道。
And we thank the Lord that the commandment was spoken long, long time ago in Genesis.
我们感谢神这个命令很早就向我们就留给我们了。
And you say, when did God speak?
那我们会问，什么时候神这样讲了呢？
Oh, God spoke. He did.
神是讲话的神。
And he said that, you know, all the trees in the garden you can eat.
神说，在园中所有树上的果子你都可以吃。
And except that one tree, if the day you eat, you shall die.
只是那棵树上的果子你不能吃，当吃的时候你必定死。
The word was very simple. The instruction is very clear.
神的话非常简单，他的命令也很简单。That's
the old commandment. Whenever the Lord speaks, do accordingly.
这就是那个旧命令。当神说的时候，你就要去按照他的命令去实行。And
whenever we hear the words the Lord speaks, whatever that is, do it.
不管神说什么，你就去做。Adam
did not do it.
亚当没有做。
And so the commandment has to keep coming down from generations to generations.
所以这个命令从一代传到一代。
And Cain did not do it.
该隐也没有做。
And in fact, the Bible says Cain's deeds was evil. He did not practice righteousness.
圣经告诉我们说，该隐的行为是恶的，他没有行义。
And because he killed his brother.
因为他杀了他的。 兄弟,
and we know that the Lord's commandment is very clear.
我们知道神的命令非常清楚。
First John 2:8 it says, a new commandment which is true in him and in you.
原来耶稣说，这个新命令是真实的，在你们也是真的。And
we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ.
我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
And love one another.
并且彼此相爱,
just as he commanded us.
就像他命令我们的一样,
the testimony of Jesus Christ is the demand within each one of our hearts.
耶稣基督的见证在我们心里是命令。
If we have a desire to be like him, then we want to purify ourselves so that we can do as he commanded us.
如果我们想像他，我们就要洁净自己。 并且做按照他的命令去行。
Then we will get rid of lawlessness.
从此我们就可以不犯罪。
And we see God is light in us.
我们也看到神的光在我们里面。
When we love our brothers and abide in the love.
当我们爱,
in the light.
当我们爱弟兄而住在光中的时候,
and then there is no cause of stumbling in us.
就没有 对我们就没有半点的缘由。
And we know that Jesus Christ has loved us and we are loving one another.
我们知道耶稣基督爱我们，我们就爱我们的弟兄。
And this is the righteousness that we must practice.
这就是我们要行的那个义。
And we know that in this church Christian assembly.
我们知道，我们这个教会，基督徒聚会所。
We talked about the life of Jesus Christ a lot.
我们讲了很多关于耶稣基督的，光。
And we have to pay attention to the testimony of Jesus Christ now.
我们必须要更注意耶稣基督的见证。
The life of Jesus Christ, yes, it is for us to enjoy, for us to have fellowship with, and have a sweet time with.
是耶稣基督的光告诉我们，我们要和弟兄姊妹有甜美的交通。
But it is also a demand and a command in each one of us.
同时，对我们来讲，也是命令，又是要求。
And what is this demand and what is this command in us now, today?
今天对我们来讲，这是什么样的一个要求，什么样的命令呢？
And we know that we have to start fixing the problems that hinders his testimony from each one of us.
我们知道，我们必须要从阻挡我们、跌绊我们的那些问题开始。
And then perhaps we can help others in our own families.
然后我们可以帮助我们自己的家人。
And the husband will start helping the wife helping the husband.
丈夫帮助自己的妻子，妻子帮助丈夫。
And when we have the testimony between the husband and wife, then we want to help our children.
当我们有夫妻之间有了见证的时候，我们就开始来帮助我们的儿女。
Because we are not playing church here.
我们不是在做教会的一种游戏。
And we are to receive the testimony of Jesus Christ together.
我们是共同来接受耶稣基督的见证。
It has to begin with something true in each one of us, and then our family, and then the entire church.
我们必须从在我们教会和家庭中间，我们必须从那个真实开始。
And then we hopefully from generation to generation within the church we carry on the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因此我们就希望从我们的教会一代传一代传下去。
Brothers and sisters, I serve in the English group.
弟兄姊妹，我在英文组服事。
But I tell everyone that we serve in the English group, we are not doing babysitting.
我告诉每一个人，我在英文组服事并不是在看孩子。
And we are to establish the testimony of Jesus Christ in the English group just like the Chinese group in this church.
我们在英文组来建立耶稣基督的教会，就像中文组所做的一样。
And we need to pray for the church and we need to pray for both English and Chinese group.
我们需要为教会祷告，我们也需要为英文组和中文组祷告。
Because the testimony of Jesus Christ ought not to be stopped by any one of us.
因为耶稣基督的见证并不是每个人可以阻挡的。
The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself.
凡信耶稣基督的在他里面就有这样的见证。
And this is really, really the last point now.
这个实在是最后的一个关键点。
And we know that three verses to tell us that God is our guarantee that this will happen and this will be done.
我们知道有三个经节告诉我们这个会发生。
And some people say, I'm not that good, worthy to carry the testimony of Jesus Christ in me yet.
有些人说我不是那么样的好，可以来执行神的一个命令。
And John immediately answered him by 3:20.
约翰很快的由这个三章二十节告诉说，
We are of the truth.
我们是属真理的。
And will assure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemns us.
当我们的心责备我们的时候，我们的心在神面前可以安稳。
We thank God, God is greater than our hearts.
我们感谢神，神比我们的心更大。
And he knows all things.
他知道所有的事。
It's not because we are already perfect, therefore we come before the Lord.
不是因为我们很完全了才能来到神的面前。
It is because we know we have sinned and the Son of God appeared to remove the sin.
而是因为我们知道我们有罪，神子显现把我们的罪除掉。
If there is anything condemns us in our hearts, God is greater than our hearts.
有任何事情来责备我们，神比我们的心大。
Don't think that it's so important to hold on to what is going on in your heart.
不要认为在你心里那个存在的想法很重要。
Hold on to God.
要坚定地向着神。
God is true, not our hearts.
神是真理，不是我们的心。
And the second thing is that we say, oh, we are so small. The world is full of oppressions and demons' power.
第二点我们会说啊，我们是那样的微小，所有的世界都是那样的邪恶。
And how can we preach the gospel to this vile person and this person is possessed by this and that?
我们怎么样来实行这个圣经？
Doesn't matter. Okay. 4:4 it says.
四章四节里讲。
Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world.
在你们心里面的比那在世界上的更大。
We must know that God is greater.
我们必须要知道神更大。
The greater one is in us.
所以更大的在我们心里。
Now, the third thing is that, oh, that we receive a lot of testimony of men.
我们会首先想到啊，我们接受了很多人的见证。
Especially when there's a good speakers who come by, we want to hear him.
尤其当那个很会讲话的人来讲，我们很想来听他。
All the famous evangelist is coming by. We must invite him and hear the testimony.
那很著名的传道人来了，我们要邀请他来向我们讲道。
And I'm not saying these are not important.
我不是讲他不重要。
But then the John is telling us, if you receive the testimony of men.
但约翰告诉我们，如果你接受人的见证。
And the testimony of God is greater than man's.
神的见证比人的见证更大。
For the testimony of God is this.
因为神的见证是这样。
That he has testified concerning his son, Jesus Christ.
他的见证是为他的儿子耶稣基督做的。
Chapter 5, verse 9.
四章，五章第四节。
This is the summary of 1 John for us, briefly.
这是约翰一书的一个总结。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is given to each of us who believe in him.
耶稣基督的见证给了我们所有相信的人。
God has given us eternal life.
神赐给我们永生。
And this life is in his son.
这永生是在他的儿子里。
And let us sing 696 again.
让我们再唱696首。